Hopefully. I spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about one of the world's many natural processes, oxidation. You heard right, oxidation. The process in which a metal, typically a metal, when it comes into contact with air or water, or just, you know, nature, begins to decompose, really, in many ways. The oxygen in the air and in the water begin to infect the metal, and it begins to deteriorate. Rust is the most common form of oxidation. The U.S. Navy, I'm not the only one who thinks about oxidation, by the way, the U.S. Navy thinks about oxidation quite a bit. They spent $3 billion last year on rust. $3 billion. Imagine what we could do with $3 billion. And that's just the Navy. Just that, I mean, they have a lot of ships, don't get me wrong, but that's not all of the ships. I mean, imagine the amount of effort that goes into removing rust from ships. Just that. It's a common and undeniable process that we have to be aware of. Otherwise, the ships will sink. But that's not the oxidation that I think about. The oxidation I think about is candlesticks. Don't touch this unless you have your tetanus shot. I first polished a brass doorknob when I was 18 years old. And they told me, the first thing somebody told me when they saw, I was like, look at how shiny this brass doorknob is. You've taken away all its value. That's what they said. I was like, well, what do you mean? It's not shiny. What doesn't have its patina? A patina is another word for what happens when brass oxidizes. It gains this film on it that's often called a patina, but it's essentially rust. It's the same kind of process. And leave it to the antique dealers to say that if you leave something alone long enough, then it gains value by not taking care of it. I ran into this reality when I was at St. Boniface, and St. Boniface has all kinds of old things. And I love shining old things. And people would tell me all the time, Father, you're taking away its value. And I would say, I highly doubt those German immigrants who came over to the New World and built St. Boniface would be okay with their candlesticks looking like this. It takes effort. You can't just leave a candlestick like this one alone in a barn, it looks like, where it looks like it's been like clawed at by a cougar or something, mountain lion. I mean, it's a disaster. But some will say that by shining it, you take away all its value. I even ran across a set of sanctuary bells on Etsy. For those of you who don't know what Etsy is, don't worry. It's fine. It's like eBay, but for artsy people. Maybe, I don't know. And it almost sounded like the lady who was selling these bells, it almost sounded like she wanted to take a hold of you and yell at you. If you dare think about shining those bells, don't you buy these bells. If you're going to shine them, they're worth more with the patina. Laziness. Maybe. I don't know. They're supposed to be shiny. They're supposed to be shiny. They're supposed to give glory to God. Now, not every piece of brass needs to be shined, but if it's going to be in a church, it probably should be kind of shiny. Sort of like this one. Look at that. Don't touch this. Look how pretty that is. It's not exactly the same, because I already started working on the other one. That's right, F4. I had a week off, so I found more candlesticks. It's what I do. But part of what it does is it takes the light of the candles and it refracts it. All of these different little facets, all these curves and edges, they sparkle, and the light hits it. We, in and of ourselves, are not the light. We're not the light ourselves. But by being aware of the reality that we lose our shine, especially out in the world, and that it takes a bit of effort to keep from losing it, then we become more like that candlestick instead of that one. One that gives glory to God by reflecting the light of God. We are called in our gospel to simply be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Light provides guidance. Salt, I've heard, provides a increase to the taste. Salt doesn't necessarily have a taste in and of itself, but food tastes better. Just enough salt, not too much. But it makes the food taste better. Life out there is often boring. How many people in your life do you know who are bored? I wonder if we've let that which is supposed to be the shiny part of our life just kind of sit around and gain a patina, and we call it better because of that. When if faith is more like, really, that which we need to spend a little time polishing every now and then so that it reflects God's light, so that it's not, well, quite as boring. The Navy, spending $3 billion keeping their ships afloat by preventing rust. The church is often described as a ship. We have to make sure that we keep the rust off the ship to keep it from sinking, because we are in this together. The light of the world, the salt of the earth, going out into the world to bring light, to a release of this boredom that encapsulates so many people, an effort to revitalize what has been lost, an effort to bring Christ to those who have found themselves settling for this patina that the world inflicts upon us, instead of allowing God to invite us to that process, as time-consuming, as difficult as it may be, of shining up a bit, of being that reflective surface for God's great love to be magnified throughout the entire world.